be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on. To keep formation with this thought-out saturation. Curse an acne astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once at rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it ass to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the it's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like with the wonder kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian Young, here to bring you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, local songs, your requests, if I like them. 855-915-9636 is the number. I don't know. I'm by myself at the moment. Have plenty of guests coming up in weeks ahead, starting with next week, and I'll look up that stuff and let you know. But today kind of slow. Well, it won't be. We'll rock it. Might get a visit from Schmel Herbehind, our good friend, lives down the street. He said he might stop by. We'll see. I know I have a bunch of requests on Facebook. I'll have to see if I can open that up. Speaking of opening things up, how about some Stooges? Open up and bleed. MFO.
Shut up your ass. Trying love.
Just on.
clicked on my music bed by accident, but Iggy was so loud I didn't even notice. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. Starting you off with some Stooges, starting it off right. First, we started with some live stuff from Michigan Palace, 1973, Open Up and Bleed. Then Dirt from Funhouse. And then an early aborted Raw Power session. I got it right. I got to love it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yeah, we do have a bunch of requests up on Facebook today, so I'll try and get to most, if not all of them. And got some stuff from Cal, and some stuff from Joe Mazzari. We'll try and get to those. And I like this one. Some outlets for Skybar. We're 91.5 MFO. Hey, you want to hear something? 855-915-9636 is the number. It's pretty sad. It's
short, though. Link Ray, Ace of Spades.
Thank you. This one's for you, Johnny. It doesn't pay to try. All the smart boys know why. It doesn't mean I didn't try. I just never know why.
WMFO in Medford. Some Guns N' Roses going out to Anna Madden. I haven't really listened to Guns N' Roses in a long time. I admit I liked them for one quick hot minute, I guess. Way back, Appetite, when they released Appetite for Destruction, and nobody knew who they were. I actually went to an Aerosmith show down at Great Woods, and they opened for Aerosmith. And it was quite a great show. It was, they rocked. For sure. For sure. But, yeah, I haven't been into them at all lately. But there you go. Covering Johnny Thunders, Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses, from the Spaghetti Incident, going out to Anna Madden. And we had a couple going out to Joe Mazzari there, Howlin' Wolf, and Link Ray, The Outlets for Skybar. We had the Bambi Molesters doing some Link Ray, because the Link Ray track I played wasn't so hot, actually. Good song, just bad recording, man. Hey, what do you want to hear? 855-915-9636. Cal tells me. George Harrison's birthday is coming up. Okay. Happy birthday, George. I think I want to play this one for George. The Beatles on MFO.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Let me tell you how it will be. There's one for you, 19 for me. 'Cause I'm the tax man.
You're on the air.
Hey, this is Terry from New York.
Terry from New York, Manhattan. What's going on?
I wanted to thank you guys for sending me that nice CD, which arrived on Thursday.
Oh, that would be all 61 Ghosts. I had nothing to do with that.
61 Ghosts. No, they were really, really awesome. And I didn't know if you're still taking requests for today, or I got here a little late, so I don't know if you already did a tribute. But it was the other day was Kurt Cobain's birthday, February 20th.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure. I had a few suggestions if you didn't already do a block for him.
No. What's your suggestions for Kurt?
Okay, well, one of them, if you have it, is He or She Comes Now, because I thought they did a good job with the Velvet Underground cover.
Okay.
The other one is Been a Son, or maybe Silver, if you don't have the other one.
I'll see if I think I have them all. Why don't you type them on the Crash Course page, though, Terry? I know you're on there, though, you know?
Okay, sure thing. I can do that. Yeah, no, I just got on a little bit late, but here I am.
No problem. I just don't want it to, like, those to fleet away from my brain too quickly. You know what I mean? Just type them in for me.
Did you do Ramones?
What's that?
You didn't do your Ramones today, right?
Not yet.
And you already did your Johnny Thunders, I think.
I haven't done any Johnny yet. I did Guns N' Roses playing Johnny Thunders.
Yeah, I missed that. Like, I noticed that, I think, when I just got on, I said, wait a minute. They did Guns N' Roses covering that.
Somebody asked for Guns N' Roses. So, there you go. I found something I wanted to hear.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed about it, but I listened to them anyway. You know, I may give you a Johnny Thunders suggestion as well, being that I'm not too late for that.
No problem.
I'll write it on the page.
Yeah, type them in.
No, thank you. All right, I'll type them in now.
I mean, not everyone needs to type them in, but I know you're on the page, so go for it.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm totally on the page. I'm online anyway all day.
Right on. You can do that too, you other listeners. There's a Crash Course for the Ravers Facebook page. Or you can call me, 855-915-9636. I got to do one more for George Harrison. What do you think?
Awesome.
Right on. Thanks for the call, Terry.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. MFO.
see. Are you one of them? When you've seen beyond yourself, then you may find peace of mind is waiting there. And the time will come when you see we're all one, and life flows on within you and without you.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
You look good. Oh, you feel. Excellent.
Alan, thank you.
Yeah, you're back.
Live and in stereo from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios. And tonight, Mr. Lou Reed is with us. If, for sure. If you want to get out and see the band, Alice Tully Hall, January 27th, in a rather rare New York appearance. You're back in New York, though, right? You spent a long time in the city.
Yeah, we spent a long time in Europe. We were in and around London, Scotland, places like that for a while.
Have you officially moved to England?
Oh, no. We just went over there because we hadn't seen it.
So New York is still a city of record.
New York is the home base.
The album was recorded in London.
Yeah, the album was recorded. Real great studio named Trident.
Trident. And David Bowie produced?
David and Mick Ronson. Mustn't forget Mick.
Mustn't. How'd you like working with...
It'd be naughty. That's what they say in England. When you say something, they say, no, that's naughty.
They don't say that in New York.
No, man, they'd punch you out if you did.
I don't know. How'd you like working with David?
I loved working with David. David's terrific empathy.
How do you account for the fact that...
Not that way.
How do you account for, during his performance at Carnegie, he dedicated what seemed like an entire half hour to Lou Reed and did a couple of Lou Reed tunes?
I guess he likes them.
Yeah. After all these years, suddenly for the energy to start coming back again.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I guess it must have been there all along.
Yeah, I should think so, you know.
Where's Dougie Yule?
Dead, I hope.
Whoa! I went to high school with Dougie Yule. You can't say that.
Well, I can say it, but I didn't mean it.
You worked together on the Loaded album.
Yeah, we worked on the Loaded album.
And that was the final venture.
That was it.
That was the end of it.
That was the end.
The end of your proverbial era, as it were.
Well, the end of that era. Is it era or era?
Era. Error.
It's an error to call it an error, or is it an error to call it an error?
It's an ear.
An ear. Corn?
It's an error.
It's an error.
Do you think we'll ever see the Velvet Underground together again, performing, playing?
Well, which permutation of it?
Anyone.
All right.
Well, there's a version of the Velvet Underground that's in London right now that's... got the original drummer and has Doug Yule and two other people in it.
Oh, so Dougie is working.
Like Willie Alexander.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
I see. How about Lou Reed in the Velvet Underground?
No chance of that.
And what about the Thunder Thighs?
Oh, if I had him here.
These are not the Thunder Thighs.
No, these are not. He thought he was the Thunder Thigh, then I had to tell him he wasn't. He got very depressed.
Why don't you tell me who is here playing with you tonight?
Oh, we have Bobby Rossinio, Vinnie Laporta, Annie Reynolds, and Scott Clark.
Okay, well, talking about New York City, and the Velvet Underground certainly epitomized, I think, what New York City was to a lot of people for a long time, at least during...
Most of whom are now in jail.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Good to hear that you are still a member of this insanity. Why don't we go back and do something from the old days, from Velvet Underground, New York, 63,
64? No. About circa, I guess, do you know the story about how I wrote this song?
Please tell me.
I was working for a record company as a songwriter where they'd lock me in a room and they'd say, write 10 surfing songs, you know. And I wrote Heroin, and I said, hey, I got something for you, you know. And...